Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so freaking hard for your money, you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, maybe if you're lucky and the stock market smiles at you just the right way. But you want that cash flow and freedom today to be able to live the life that you love with those you love. But most importantly, guys, about living a life of freedom and be able to create an impact in the lives of others. Because as you're blessed financially, as you're freed up yourself, you can do the same for others. So guys, welcome to our show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. If you haven't done so already, go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe today to the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page right now. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So I've got a special guest that, as you guys know, like I'm getting pitched daily, multiple times a day with guests. And I know Dustin has the same experience with his podcast as well, with a Successfully Unemployed podcast. But definitely wanted to bring him on because he's the founder of Master Passive Income, right? He's become one of the leading real estate rental property experts out there today. He even wrote his first book called How to Quit Your Job with Rental Properties, which goes right along the lines of what we talk about. And so really bringing Dustin on today to find out, how did he do it? How did he get out of that stupid J-O-B, right? You know, how did he become free? Just like you hear me talking about on this show, like how do we actually do what we've done? So excited to bring Dustin on here today. So Dustin, welcome to our show.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for having me on. I'm super, super pumped. And we have the same message. I just love the idea of not working for somebody else, but still being able to provide for my family, you know, put a roof over our heads, food on our table. And then I love what you said at the very beginning too, being able to share and serve other people be blessed to be able to now give and help other people. It's just so terrific. So thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh man, it's a pleasure, man. And by the way, I love the shirt, Successfully Unemployed. I mean, that's exactly the title of this show right here, because you know, it's, I always tell people I'm unemployable anyways, right? Because of being an entrepreneur, but you know, when you're successfully unemployed, it means, hey, I'm unemployed by choice. I'm work optional, isn't it?
And 100%. And you know what's funny? When I wear the shirt around town, even just go like a grocery store, people look at me, they kind of like, they like take a double take at it. And Some people even say like, "Ooh, I'm sorry." And I'm like, what are you sorry for? Like they didn't get it. And then I have to explain, well, it's successfully unemployed. Like, I don't understand. You're happy that you're not employed? I'm like, yes, because
I'm on welfare. No,
not that. You caught me off guard there. No, it's rental properties. Like I literally own real estate. Mm-hmm. It makes me money and I don't have to work. So I'm successful. I worked my way out of a job with businesses. So yeah, it's just fun when I get people, and it really gets them to think, because we're all taught from a very young age. Mm-hmm. You go to school, get good grades. Then you go to college, get hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, just go to college, get a degree, And then go work for 40 years and then retire when you're 65, 70 years old on what you try to save up for your life. I was taught that. I went through that and then I realized there's a better way. So yeah, that's just hopefully waking people up.
Yeah, I agree. Well, give us some of the backstory. Tell us more about, you know, what you were doing before. What was that job you had? And then how'd you end up getting yourself out of the rat race, essentially?
Yeah. So I'm definitely an investor. I'll fast forward to the very end. Now I'm an investor of 30 plus properties. I quit my job when I was, and it's a job just over broke. You know that. Mm-hmm. Chris, I quit my job when I was 37 years old. So that's where I'm at now. Let me go back a little bit. So I've always been entrepreneurial in my life. And you know, I had a paper route when I was a little, like 13 years old, riding bikes with the newspapers and throwing them at 5 a.m., banging garage doors. And then college, had a graphic and website design company, even had a skateboard manufacturing business, had a pizzeria and a convenience store, started those up. But at the same time, I always worked a 9-to-5 job. So I got to give you a quick, really, really quick story about how, or what catapulted me into becoming an investor, full-time investor. Yeah. So I had one property at the time, but I was still working a 9-to-5 corporate job. Well, it was for the county government. So just doing technology, 9-to-5 jobs, sit down at the desk every day. Well, my wife and I started having kids. I've been working at this job for 10 to 12 years. And then my wife had our fourth child. And this is really what catapulted me into it. So my wife had her fourth child and I went on paternity leave. That's where the dad stays home with the mommy and, you know, changes poopy diapers, bonds with the baby, helps mommy and all that sort of stuff. And after a couple of weeks of that, I go back to work and I'm back to work for a week. And on Friday at 3:30 in the afternoon, I get a call from my boss's secretary, like the top dog. His secretary calls me and says, "Dustin, would you please come to the boss's office?" And I said, "Sure." And I hung up the phone and I sat there for a second. I thought, well, this is weird. This isn't normal. I wonder why they'd be calling me to the office. And then as I sat there, I paused and I thought, you know what? About 2 months prior, I heard some rumors or some rumblings going on that there could potentially be layoffs in the county, in the department there. And I said, no, I shook that off immediately. I said, no way. There's no way. I have so much seniority. I've been here 10, 12 years now. Get raises, get reviews, plenty of seniority. So I get up and I start walking down the hallway to my boss's office. Now, this hallway isn't very long, but every single step that I take, the hallway gets longer and longer and longer. And
like walking the mile, like, right?
Exactly. My feet feel like they're turning into lead bricks as well, because it's starting to dawn on me that this could potentially be the time that I actually lose my job. Well, as I'm walking down the hallway, I get to the end and turn the corner and my boss's door is closed. And I look at his secretary and she says, "Dustin, would you please have a seat?" I say, "Sure." And I go sit down and she's looking at me all like, she's sheepishly grinning at me and just trying to console me with her eyes because she knows everything about what's going on. I know nothing about what's going on. And as I sit there, I'm thinking about my family. I'm thinking about all these years working, going to college, getting in debt, and then working all these years. I'm thinking, was all that a waste? Like, was my life wasted if I lose my job now? And then I start thinking about my four kids. Oh my goodness, what's going to happen if I can't provide for my family? Does that make me a failure as a father? Does that make me a failure as a husband, as a man trying to provide for his family? Well, as I'm sitting there, my hands get all clammy. My forehead gets all sweaty because the weight of the world is just starting to press down on me. And then the door to my boss's office opens up and out walks a lady with a piece of paper in her hands. She is noticeably distraught, definitely noticeably be upset, but she's not necessarily crying. But you could tell her world has actually been rocked. Well, my boss says, "Dustin, would you please come into the office?" And I get up and I go in and I get laid off. And remember, this is the government. Nobody gets fired or laid off from the government, but I did. So I take that layoff notice and I go back to my desk. And I realize two things sitting right there, Chris. Number one, I need to get another job. I need to be able to provide for my family. So I was really blessed, praise the Lord, to be able to get another job in the same county. Different department, sheriff's department, great office to work for. I worked there another 5 or 6 years, bought property after property, rental property after rental property. After 30 properties, I realized I don't need to work here anymore. So I'll fast forward the story or get to the end. I went to my boss, my new boss, great boss, and said, "Boss, I'm laying you off," basically, jokingly. But I'm like, "Here's my 2 weeks notice." And he says, "Dustin, what are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, I'm not going to do anything. I literally have real estate. It works for me without working. I don't do a thing. So I'm not going to work." And so I'll round out the story by sharing this. If you remember where I walked down that hallway, that short hallway, they got longer and longer and longer. My last walk away from my office, it was a mile and a half walk to my car because I was working downtown and I didn't want to pay for parking. So I'm walking a mile and a half. I felt like I was walking on clouds because I knew that I would never need a job again. And here's the thing that I realized. The second thing I realized is that I absolutely need to make sure nothing ever happened to me like this again. So I bought property after property. But here's the thing that all your listeners and everybody watching this needs to realize: your value is so much more than anybody could ever pay you. When I sat there in that chair, the second thing that I realized was that my value was not in my job, because everybody would ask me, and you get that question, everybody gets a question, "What do you do?" They're asking you, "What value do you put on yourself?" I would just respond, "My job." Like, "Oh yeah, I work for that county." Well, from that point forward, I said, no longer am I ever going to say that. I'm now going to say, I am a full-time investor. It may still happen that 100% of my money comes from my job. That's now my part-time job. My full-time job, my business, who I am, is an investor. So everybody realize this. Your value is so much more than anybody can ever pay you. And this is how you know this. Your boss is only paying you enough to keep you working without quitting, but not so much money that takes money out of their pocket. So as soon as I realized that, I realized I can make so much more money on my own. So I'll pause the story to share with you. You probably got questions, but that's what got me into investing. Now, 30 plus properties later, I'll never need to work again.
Mm-hmm. I love it, man. So I love what you just brought up, because so many people think they get kind of lulled into passivity, right? They get lulled into a place where they think, I'm fine. Like, I got a secure job. And like you mentioned, you're like, hey, I've been here for 10 or 12 years. I'm great. And then 2020 happened to kind of, I felt like it was a really a big wake up call that really we should be screaming from the rooftops more so about how important this is, because then all of a sudden we started hearing about people, you know, being non-essential businesses, right? We started hearing that more. And now even in 2021, you know, now going to 2022, we've even hear about military no longer being essential, right? Like military getting laid off, and nurses and doctors, the heroes of 2020, are now becoming the laid off people in 2021, right? That's a big problem, you know, and really that passive income is why everyone needs it.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, I thought I was being risk averse or removing risk by working a job. Remember, that was the government. Nobody gets fired or laid off for the government, but I did. But here's the thing. It's not, and this is a great saying, I didn't realize it until it actually happened to me. It's a great quote. It's not if you lose your job or get fired, it's when. And it absolutely can and will happen. You need to be ready for that way before it happens. And when you realize that, which, you know, that something that like the coronavirus happens, that literally shuts everything down, you start losing your job. What said, oh, what was me? I could have just like really wallowed in everything. But literally, after about 2 minutes of wallowing in it, I said, you know what? I need to do something about this. And I made the conscious decision to make say, even though getting laid off was the worst thing, I'm going to make it the best thing. And now looking back, I'm saying, praise the Lord, I got laid off. That got me to where I'm at now. And now I literally can, you know, get on podcasts and hang out with you. And I get to help other people, teaching them how to invest in real estate. And at the same time, 40 plus hours a week giving to something or someone else is now back where I can build my own business. Now, here's one thing. I saw a meme recently. It's hilarious. So basically, there's two guys, there's a boss and employee. A boss pulls up in his Ferrari and the employee says, oh man, boss, that's a great Ferrari. He goes, you know what? If you worked hard every single day and for the next year you work even harder, next year I can buy another Ferrari. I'm like, yes, that's true. You're just working for somebody else. And so we need to realize that so that we can put that into action and then change our life.
Yeah. Now, I know all the listeners, of course, they're always going to ask, I'm sure you hear this all the time, which is, okay, so we know you bought 30 properties, but how did you go about doing it? Like, in what way were you doing it? Because like we said before we went on the air, you're like, it's simple. It's a simple process. This is not rocket science to say, how do I get myself to where I can replace my income? That's a fixed number, right? But for you, it's like more the how to and what did it take to get there. So describe to us a little bit about how you did it.
Yeah. So I'm going to quickly give the how I did it, but I'm going to say, don't do it this way. So I'll give you the way to do it in just a second. But how I did it back in 2006, I said, you know, I want to start investing in real estate. And so I was living in California. I knew the prices were so high, I wouldn't be able to rent it for very much. I wouldn't be able to make money in passive income.
That's right.
So I flew to Ohio and I basically found a realtor and a property manager that had a pulse and put them together and bought a property. And that was the wrong way. The reason why it was the wrong way, I knew in like 6 months, my property manager started stealing from me. It was the wrong property. Everything was really bad. But if I would let that deter me, I'm pretty, good thing I'm stubborn. Good thing I'm pretty driven. I didn't let that stop me because I knew there had to be a way to make it work, because real estate's been around forever. Investing's been around forever. And so there's a quote, Andrew Carnegie or Dale Carnegie, one of the two said, 90% of all millionaires came through real estate. They became that through real estate. And so I thought there's a way. So here, that's the wrong way. Let me tell you the right way, at least what I do now, and what I teach all my students who invest in real estate. So we build the business first. Remember, I said, I've always been entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
And so I approached investing as a business. I thought, number one, I need profit. I need to make sure that I'm making money every single month so that I can remove my income or replace my income with my properties and then cover my expenses. So that was number one. Number two, I needed to make sure that I had a business that I can scale, that I can grow and make it bigger. Now, here's what it looks like. Now, if I'm going to start a convenience store, another business, if I'm going to start a convenience store, I'm not going to sign a lease on a building, open the doors and put a box of candy bars in there. I'm not going to do that. No. If I did that, I would go out of business in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. What I would do though, is I would get the gondolas. So those are shelving units. I'd get countertops, cold storage, fountain machines, bank accounts, cash registers, insurance. I would do everything in the business before I bought any inventory. Once that business is set up, then I would buy the inventory and put it into my business. Same thing, how I approach now real estate investing. We build the entire business first. And then every piece of property that we buy is a piece of inventory that we put into the business. So this is what it looks like when I now buy real estate. So I invest all over the country. Now I have Texas, Ohio, and Arizona. All of my students, I have hundreds of students. They invest all over the Midwest, down to the East and to the West, South. Anyways, all over the country. We invest all over. And we don't live there. We invest all over the country, out of state. But what we do, we find the right property managers, the realtors, inspectors, wholesalers, plumbers, roofers, insurance agents, mortgage brokers. We do all of that before we buy any properties. Now, I'll end it with this. Imagine if you bought a house. Let's say you listen to the people who tell you how to, this is what the normal people will tell you, or normal people who coach this, they'll tell you, find a property, run the numbers, make sure you're gonna make a little bit of money in passive income, then find somebody to fix it up, then find somebody to rent it out, basically a tenant, then find a property manager. What happens if you get to the very end and you cannot find a property manager to rent it out, or every single property manager says, that's a bad area. I'm gonna get shot if I go in there. I'm not gonna go there. Well, now instead of an asset, you have a liability. Instead of doing that, why not, before you buy the property, have the experts on the ground, property managers, realtors, all these people tell you, yes, this is a good property, or no, that's a bad property. They're the experts. Like Zillow is not the expert. Yeah. Realtor.com, Redfin, those are not experts. The experts are the ones literally on the ground. So what we do, we build the business, hire the experts, and then they are making sure that we buy the right properties and that we have them manage the properties.
I love it. That's true. You got to have the whole thing prepared and done first before just buying the property and like, oh, well, now what do I do? You got to have that team in place. And it feels like it's a long path, but in truth, that's actually a shortcut, isn't it?
You hit the nail on the head, Chris. I mean, you're 100% right. Because when I'm coaching students, the longest part is doing this. It's building the business. But here's what happens. Once you've done this, once you've built the business, it literally does it for you. Now, a lot of people have heard or read the book, The 4-Hour Work Week. Uh-huh. Well, in my opinion, 4-Hour Work Week is for suckers. I don't want to work 4 hours a week. I don't even want to work 30 minutes a week. I maybe work 30 minutes a month on all of my rental properties. And I just basically pull up the property management statement, look at it, say, okay, everything looks good. Mm-hmm. Set it aside. Now what I do is I have time to play with the family. I have time to go to the gym, time to get on podcasts and talk to great people like you. Yeah. Because I built the business first. And then in doing that, I made sure that it's now so fast for me to buy the next property. Remember, we're scaling the business. If you buy one property that makes you $250 a month at the minimum, that's $3,000 a year in passive income. If you bought 10 properties at $250 a month, that's $2,500 a month in passive income. That is $30,000 a year. Mm-hmm. 20 properties is $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year without working. And so in doing that, what happens is, like you said, it might seem long, but it would be so much longer if you had a money pit you were actually losing money on. That would feel forever. This short little time that's going to take to build the business, it's going to seem like it's a long time. Now, when I buy another property and scale the business, it takes maybe an hour of my time. I have a wholesaler, let's say it's a wholesaler or a realtor, send me a property. I look at my email. Oh, yes, I'll buy it. Put an offer. Yeah. That takes what? 2 minutes, 5 minutes at most. And then they come back and say, we would negotiate another 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Eventually, after putting in the offer, wiring the money, all that sort of stuff, it's an hour of my time. And then I have everybody do all the work.
I love it, man. I mean, that's the thing I love about that perspective, right? Because it's not just about investing, which a lot of people are like, yeah, I want to buy investments. But what you're really saying is, no, you're actually creating an investing business. right? This is a business 100%. That you're putting effort into. If you get the systems put in place, whether it could be some upfront work, you get those in place. Now you get to back off your time. Then it becomes much more quote unquote passive, even though it's not truly 100%, like you don't do anything, but still, like you said, you can be making tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, working very, very little in comparison.
So. 100%. Now, looking back now, what got me out of that mindset of, you know, getting a career, it was about passive income. That's why I started Master Passive Income, that's my company that I coach people. But anyways, what happened was I was quitting my job. Mm-hmm. And as I was quitting my job, I had so many friends and family members said, Dustin, what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to, you know, not work a job? I said, well, I have real estate. And the second question always came, well, can you show me? And so I started showing people one-on-one, and then eventually led into like podcasts and all that, you know, YouTube channel and all that sort of stuff. But with that, now I have 40 plus hours a week because I'm not working for somebody else.
That's right.
From that, I'm building more businesses. I literally have 4 or 5 businesses that are making me money. Now, I will say, because a lot of people heard the term passive streams and streams of income. Yeah. I love streams of income. Don't get me wrong. Plenty of ways, but I love a river of income first. So I set out to create a business that created a river of income. That's my real estate investing. But then now I have so much extra time that I'm able to create more streams of income, but all those streams go back into my river of income, which is my real estate.
Man, I love it. Well, this is such good stuff, man. I really appreciate you being on today. If people do want to find out more about your school, right, or about your training program or anything else, or want to follow you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Chris. So actually, I have a free course I could literally give to everybody. So do you mind if I share that with them?
Please.
Awesome. So I just want people to see this. I literally give this stuff away for free. I just want you to learn how to do that. If you text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, I'll literally give you my real estate investing course completely for free. It'll show you how to find out the country to invest, how to build a business, make sure you're doing it right, making $250 a month, how to scale a business, quit your job. I'll literally give that to you for free. Or you can get to go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. All one word, /free course. I'll give it to you. Plus, I have my podcast, the Master Passive Income podcast, the YouTube channel, Master Passive Income YouTube channel, literally just giving all this stuff away. So I'm just your next door neighbor that said, you know what? I figured this out. Let's all help each other out. So like you said, from the very beginning, we can just help so many more people. Plus I also just love talking about this. It's just a lot of fun for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And one more time, give me that text number for that rental course again.
Absolutely. So if you text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777, 33777.
Good numbers. All right. We'll make sure to have that in the show notes and for everybody to be able to check that out as well as the online. You can go check out that as well as the show. So everybody, you know, we talk about all the time about, you know, learning and education and using that to take you to that next level. But the truth is, until you apply it, the learning doesn't do anything for you, right? It's about how you can actually take action on it. So guys, don't be a listener of these podcasts, but be a doer as well. Go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.